Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're giving out relationship advice. What to do when your BFF and BF hate each other, how to recover from accidentally shitting on a Grindr hookup's car, and advice for lovers about to move in together. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
Buongiorno.
Good day.
Good day, my dear.
Tips hat.
Howdy doody.
Chef's kiss.
What? Do chefs often kiss their hands?
Douche Fs?
Or is that like a trope?
Chefs are always kissing their hands. They're always...
Feels mwah. Like a... feels like a little bit unsanitary in these times.
Listen, I watch Top Chef, and whenever they're using a tasting spoon,
I think, ugh.
Well, I mean, but I think on Top Chef, they do a good job of letting you know that it was a tasting spoon. There's always seems to be a lot of them.
They have tons of tasting spoons, actually. Things like that.
Yeah.
When
Not
I was
like
at
you just
Top
dipping
Junior,
your finger
they had
in.
Tons.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. Just rows and rows of tasting spoons.
But what about that jicama?
Jicama in the soup? For this reason, you've been chopped. No, you want to know a funny story, actually?
Please tell me.
So, you know, my roommate, Nick Tamin.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were hanging out one night, and I think it was Ryan, our other friend, who was over. And we were cooking in the kitchen, all stoned out of our minds. And Nick has a thing. Not that it's a thing. Like, it's justifiable. Like, I think it's a normal thing to not like germs or not want, like, people's spit on your food or, like, anything like that. But so I justify it. But it's so much a thing. Like, he's like, it's almost borderline germaphobe. So I know this, but I don't think Ryan knew this. And okay. Ryan's in the kitchen making dinner for us, and he's like just scooping shit and tasting it and using his hands. What were you making? I don't know. I think he was like kneading something, but like licking his fingers while he was doing it. And like, I don't care. Like, I'll kiss my friends, like spit on my face. But I look over at Nick, and I know exactly what's going through his head, and he can't say it because he doesn't want to seem crazy because he knows we all think it's a thing. So I had to tell Ryan very gently, please don't do that.
Wow, I can't believe you made it a thing to make Nick feel bad.
You know, it's not my problem.
I'm watching a reality TV show that's airing on television right now, and one of the people reminds me of Nick Tamino, and I can't not think it while I watch it.
What show? To Catch a Predator?
Yep, that's the one.
Which one?
I'm not going to name names because it could be read as a read.
90 Day Fiancé?
You're on the right track.
Because that seems like a show he'd be on. Is it Catfish Trolls?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or is it just Judge Joe Brown?
Judge Judy, bitch.
Judge Judy. Is he the plaintiff? Hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres of the court. Yes, he is.
Corey, what's up? What's new? What's tea? What's popping?
You know, a little bit of this, a lot of bit of that.
You're not wrong.
All of this stuff.
You are not wrong.
Mm-hmm. What kind of episode did you want to do today? How about advice? Great. What a good idea that we just came up with right here on the spot.
I advise you to really dig deep with your heart and soul on this one.
I'm going to dig so deep, you're going to think my hands are Ryan's hands in the mashed potatoes while Nick stresses from the couch. That's how deep I'm going to dig.
And I'll be your tongue, and you bring me the goodies.
You're my tongue?
I'll be your tongue, licking up the goodies that you deliver.
Are my hands bringing my tongue the goodies?
These are my hands.
Oh, bitch, don't get me started on that Jewel classic.
Now, how do you feel about Jewel Tones?
I love.
She really should have put out an album called Jewel Tones.
She should have.
Why am I not?
I think that was the second, her second book of poems.
Did she put out a book of poems?
Yes. Of course, everyone knows Jewel has a book of poems.
I didn't know about the poems. Is it? Blades of Grass? What's up with her?
Jewel's Book of Poems.
No.
Yes.
Let me tell you this.
It's called A Night Without Armor. And it is her first armor. And it's her first collection of poetry.
Any album booklet that has the lyrics of all the songs from the album is a book of poems.
I think that's a book of lyrics.
Lyrics are poems.
You just some poems you sing and some poems you don't.
T. But even if you don't sing them, it's all one note, and then that is still singing. Isn't any vocalization singing, if you think about it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of our voices are the voices of angels.
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying out my new poem.
I think it's good.
That was the
title,
but I
guess. It needs a little bit of more iambic pentameter, but
well,
I think you've got the claps on the right.
That's just the title.
Three and the four.
That's just the title. You don't know what's happening within.
Okay. Come on, simile. Come on, metaphor. Rhyme, scheme, rhythm.
Mm-hmm. It's a sonnet, bitch. It's a haiku.
Oh, okay. Oh my god. I think a fun video would be trying to make haikus while high.
Haikus.
Yeah. So me and you get stoned and we try to make haikus.
I think I was literally dreaming about haikus the other day. Great.
Okay.
And I couldn't remember if it was 757 or 575.
I think it's 585.
575?
575. 383. I know the first line and the third line of the song.
All I need to do is recite this guy's poem from this college poetry class that I took, and I will always be able to tell you what the...
Okay, go for it.
Oh my God, I can't. This is like reading someone.
I need to know.
His haiku was, "The puppy struggles against its leash, much like we do against racism."
Well, did he lie?
That was his haiku.
Did he lie?
Maybe that poem was ahead of its time.
I think so. I think. Yeah,
The Puppy Struggles was the first five.
It's okay. Its leash,
much like we do against racism. Yeah, well, there you
Racism. Is racism three syllables or two?
You know, some words are hard to figure out the syllables, and sometimes you just have to clap. Everyone says that makes it easier, but I don't think it does.
Well,
okay. That was his haiku.
Okay.
Should I tweet him and tell him I just read
it? No, we're trying to do it. Let me give you some advice on that. No.
Okay, shit.
Should we do what the girls came here to do today?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to them real fast and real hard, because now we got to cut to the chase.
Okay, give it to who? Me or are you tweeting him?
No, the listeners.
Oh,
I was gonna say, guys. Hey guys, this is an advice episode. We do not give medical advice. We give friendship advice because we're all friends here. If you have questions, email us at psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Great. Should we get to the first question?
Let's fucking do it. Now, if you're new here, we've done advice episodes in the past.
I just did that part. Bitch, I just did that fast and dirty.
And if this is your first time hearing advice from us, bitch, we've been doing this for 6 years. So go back and listen to some old episodes after this.
Cool. Actually, I did get an email that said that once we did an advice about a back to school advice and they said it was very helpful. And I thought, well, look at us changing the world. Anywho. All right. Here we go. We're going to go. We're going to go. Here's one from Z. Z says, I'll make this quick. My best friend hates my boyfriend. He and I have been seeing each other since December and have recently been back together. We're college students, so we were doing the long distance thing with COVID, etc. We're getting pretty serious, but I'm nervous to tell my best friend because I know she hates him. What do I do, Z? Tyler, have you ever hated any of my boyfriends?
No. I think I've thought some of your boyfriends were kind of hot. Is that similar?
Ooh, which? Name names. Name initial.
E?
Wow. E was hot.
E was hot. He drove by me the other day and I thought, wait.
Wait, does E still live in your neighborhood?
I think so.
Shit. Well, I guess I fucked that one up.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to move right into it, but he's not catching on. Who else did you date that was hot? I don't know. So this person, their best friend hates their boyfriend. This is like my nightmare.
Okay, continue.
That stresses me out so much.
Do you think about me not liking your boyfriends?
Well, I would call you... I wouldn't call you immediately agreeable.
Oh, please.
So introducing anyone that I'm talking to any of my friends is a stressful experience, let alone you, who I think you have high standards for who I date, which is nice.
Yeah.
And
I am a dream. I am easy breezy, easy going. I get along with everybody.
You really don't.
Remember when you, me, you
don't.
And
I know what you're going to say.
Who?
A game night?
No. I was gonna say when me, you, and this boy that you went on a few dates with went and got drinks in West Hollywood, and I thought I was very pleasant to this person, and you said this person didn't think I was very nice.
Who was it? I can't remember.
He was the type of person to yell at you because you scraped the bottom of his car door on the curb that he parked too close to.
Yeah. Well, anybody who cares more about me scratching up their car than.
Right.
Scratching up my car.
He should have been scratching your curb, if you know what I mean.
He should have been jamming into my garage, you know what I'm saying? Not worrying about me jamming his car into his garage.
Listen, I don't ever tell you if I hate your boyfriend unless you ask. I will gladly tell you if you want to know.
Here's the hard thing. Mm-hmm. You can't, so say you're the person with the boyfriend and the best friend, they don't get along. You can't complain to either of them about the other one because you're perpetuating
the dislike between the two.
The discord, yeah, the tension.
Yeah.
And so I understand that you often go to your best friend about your boyfriend drama, or you go to your boyfriend, or you go to your boyfriend about like, oh, blah 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 is just so annoying right now. Like when you vent to your person about your other person, then you're weaving a very easy fabric to rip. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear.
So in my old age, I'm starting to realize do not complain to my friends about the people that I'm dating and do not complain to the people that I'm dating about my friends.
I don't think that's healthy.
It's actually very healthy.
You think?
But that's only for me. I can't speak for you, but that's really helped me letting them cultivate their own relationship without me telling them reasons why they've been annoying me.
True.
Does that make sense?
I see what you're trying to get at, because you want them to like form a relationship on their own without having like prejudgments or preconceived notions about the other.
Yeah, if they only know like the drama of my relationship before they even meet each other, they're going to go into that connection with each other already with opinions about that person. So I think that's one way to avoid this. But this per caller, this Z or whatever, she says that, or he says, or whoever they are, they say that they already hate each other, but they don't know what to do because they got back together with their ex.
Right? No, she just hates her best friend hates her boyfriend. She didn't give really any backstory. She just says she knows she doesn't like him and they're getting pretty serious.
Well, the good news is they're not dating each other. Like, they don't have to be friends. They don't have to. All they really have to do is be cordial. If they both care about you, they should be cordial to each other. They don't have to be best friends. They don't need to hang out with each other. Like, nobody, they're not choosing each other. Like, you are choosing each of them.
I agree. And as someone who's been in the situation that your friend's probably in, I think that the friend should just be there for you. If she's really your best friend, then she should just be quiet, unless your boyfriend's like really awful. And
yeah, I guess it kind of depends on like why they don't like each other. If one of them has done something really toxic, then maybe that is valid. But if they just are like personalities that don't mesh, then they can accept that. You can accept that. Like, not everyone gets along. That is another thing you will realize the older you get. Like, you're not going to get along with everyone. You're not going to mesh with everyone. That's completely fine. You don't have to be enemies.
True. This story just makes me sad for you, Tyler. If you ever have anything going on with a loved one in your life, you can tell me about it. I won't prejudge them.
Yeah, but you know what
you
I mean.
Like, you deserve to have someone to talk to if something's on your mind.
Well, bitch, then I'll go to therapy.
I wish you would.
I wish I would. I wish I would. I don't know. I just, that's a tough spot to be in. I empathize. That's a really tense feeling to be between those two people that might not like each other and you want them to get along. That sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully us just rambling helped a little.
Good luck.
Thanks, Z.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
What's the next question, Corey?
Oh my gosh, this one's a bit long, so I'm going to paraphrase.
Okay.
This is from B. B says, I am a gay boy living in small town Sweden. I am 18 years old and I recently downloaded the apps. I started talking to this guy that I was interested in and made sure he wasn't a serial killer, etc. We made a plan to meet up to hook up. The only problem was we both live with our parents, so we had to be creative. He offered that we meet and hook up in his car. And at first I was feeling a little uneasy about it, but then I talked to my friends and realized it was the only option and we were going to do it. So cut to the night we were supposed to meet. I got ready. I showered. I douched, etc. We met up in his car. We drove to a secluded place so no one would see us. We started making out and things got frisky. We got down to business in the backseat of his car. He was amazing. He told me he was enjoying himself. Then we got out of the car and continued to fuck on top of the car.
On top? On
it says,
top.
It says fucking on the car. I mean, maybe the hood, maybe the roof. I don't know. Maybe it had
I
a
hope
truck
the
bed.
Hood. Okay, yeah.
Why the hood?
Well, oh, I don't want it on top of the roof. I recently, my friends went to a drive-in movie thing.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, that's all we can do these days.
We are getting that here, too, in San Francisco.
Well, somebody was sitting on somebody's roof and they got a dent in the roof.
Yeah, well, that can happen on the hood, too.
Well, so don't be fucking on the roof.
Well, I saw a TikTok the other day of this guy using one of those dildos that has a suction cup on the end to pull dents out of his bumper.
Jesus, that is chaotic good. That is the definition of chaotic good.
It worked way better than I thought it would.
Interesting. I love that.
All right, so here they are fucking on the car, whether it's hood, trunk, roof, IDK. B feels a wet feeling between his cheeks.
No.
And it was poop water. is what this email says. I tried to brush it off and eventually noticed, and he asked about the smell, and I told him what happened. And he replied, just not in a positive way, and it made B feel pretty horrible. I said I wasn't really feeling it anymore, so we stopped and got dressed and got back in the car. On the way home, it was really quiet and awkward. I was apologetic, and he didn't seem to be very understanding. Once he dropped me off at my house, I sat in the driveway and cried for about 10 minutes and called my best friend. I'm laughing because it sounds like they're laughing at the end of this email. Once I managed to speak to her, she said it was going to be all right. It could have been worse, blah, 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 blah. And it was the funniest thing she's heard in a few years. Once I went inside, I took a shower and wrote this email. How do I get over this trauma?
Honestly, this is not as bad as you think.
Tale as old as time.
I mean, I would take the Jetta to
the car wash.
To the car wash, step one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the...
Do they have Jettas in Sweden?
Oh, take the... Yes, it's a Volkswagen, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What else do they have?
Lisa Prius?
Lisa Prius? That's a good drag name.
I've told you that before. That's my roommate's drag name.
Oh, did we come up with Oopsie Daisy?
Yes, in the last episode.
Oh. Is everything a dream? I don't know. So yeah, I would wash the car, but
it was the other guy's car. So like,
oh really?
He can figure that out.
Oh my God. Okay, well, bitch, the price of admission is understanding the risks involved, my dear. If you want access to this fucking roller coaster, arms and hands in the vehicle, at all times, and we are not liable for what may occur.
What lies beneath?
Something in the water by Carrie Underwood. If you play in the sewer, you're bound to get dirty.
Falling Water by Maggie Rogers.
Thank you. This guy sucks. Anybody that makes anybody feel bad.
That's 1,000% how I feel.
We've kind of talked about this in the past. I feel like this is maybe been in advice episodes, or we've just talked about this, about gay sex. Gay sex is, or anal sex is, or any sex is, and can be, and often will be, a mess. It's like fluids and gunk and like
juices
and gurgles and sounds and queefs and fucking like sweat.
Did you say fern?
And squeaky, deaky, freaky shit. Uh-huh. So, like, anybody that thinks it's anything other than that is delusional.
This person.
It's one thing if you purposely shit on the car. I don't think he did.
Have you ever
purposely shit on the car?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It was poop water. Listen. Well, yeah, it could have been just poop. Anyway,
that's true.
I agree with Tyler. This person is in for a rude awakening if they're unhappy with what happened.
Yeah, anywhere that you have sex, you have to accept the risk that anything could happen, no matter how much somebody prepares. The body is the body, and that is an exit, and the body has one way to get rid of stuff, and it's like, you're the one plunging it. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Jesus Christ.
I don't think you needed to say plunging it, but great visual.
Well, it is a suction effort are doing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I hope there was poop water on the car.
I think my biggest takeaway here is your friend is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Whoever you called in the driveway is a wonderful person.
That's the real keeper. That's the relationship that was built out of that day.
And it was like a Grindr hookup one time. Like, if you don't ever want to see that person again, you don't have to. And that's great.
And I don't think you should. I think nobody should have access to your innards unless they're going to be respectful of your outards.
Can you please not say innards ever again?
Well, maybe in our next answer. What's the next question? Did we help this person?
I think, B, we got your back. You deserve better.
We have your innards.
All right. This one's from P. P says, hello, my sweet Tyler and Corey. Just wondering if you guys have any tips on living with a significant other. My boyfriend and I are both 26 and living with family while we finish our degrees. And we've talked about getting a place together once we finish school in about a year. Is there anything you would recommend we do now to get prepared? The thought of having our own space to decorate and host friends gets me so excited, but I don't want to build it up too much just to be shocked once it happens. Thanks so much. Love, love, love.
Have you had many experiences living with partners?
I have lived with one boyfriend. Is that right? Yeah. I lived, and actually, I was right about that exact same age. I think I was like 25, 26 before I moved to San Francisco. I would say definitely live with your significant other before you get married. Or if you're going to get engaged or anything like that, I can't stress enough how important I think it is to like live with someone before you marry them. But Lord knows the Bible disagrees with me.
Can you fathom the people out there that have never like even eaten?
Can you believe the number of people who haven't shit on their partner's car before got married?
What are you doing? Grow up. Like, hilarious.
Live a little, try new things.
There's a windshield wiper for a reason, baby.
Oh my god! Most cars have a few.
Do they? Hey, yeah, why do some cars
front,
have
one in the back?
Yeah, why do some cars have wipers in the back?
Mine does. Ew, well, are you poor?
Yes, I think so.
Your car must have a wiper on the back. I just don't believe you. You don't know anything. You don't even know how to change the clock in your car. You can't be trusted.
Yeah, ever since I ran into that pillar, it doesn't tell me how fast I'm going anymore.
I thought you got that fixed.
So I've just been driving kind of
Wasn't that a brand new car?
It was. I've just convinced myself that like maybe new cars don't tell the speed. Without me seeing the speed, how can I go too fast?
Try that with the officer when you get pulled over.
Officer,
look, she don't work. Have you ever lived with a ex? What's the closest you've come?
With living with an ex?
Yeah, or living with a boyfriend.
With living with a boyfriend.
You did for a little bit. I was there too.
I have, and it wasn't good.
I was there too.
It wasn't good.
But don't you think it's like a good learning moment for all relationships?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you definitely, it is growth. It might not make you like them more, but it is a step in a direction that if you're planning on ever, you know, living together, it's like, okay, well, it's like, will you sink or float? It's kind of, you find out.
God, I don't know why. This was just what I was thinking as I was envisioning having to live with a boyfriend again someday. And I was telling myself, if I get in that situation, I need to set up appropriate boundaries for like still having alone time or still being able to like do things on my own, like go see a movie by myself or go to the store by myself. I feel like when I lived with my ex, I didn't really know what it was supposed to be like and what I was supposed to do. And I felt like we ended up spending too much time together and it kind of like made me lose some of my independence, which I didn't love, but I guess it just depends on how much of that you need in your life on a day-to-day basis. I think it is exciting. I think that's a good like progression to take in a relationship if you feel okay with it. But yeah, just know like the dynamic's 100% going to change because you're not really going to get a break from this person unless you set that up ahead of time or kind of work that into your schedule.
Yeah, my advice is like maintain that you will still need your time, whether it's like you going to the park alone, you going, like Corey said, grocery shopping alone, or even like going and hanging out in your room while they're in the other room. You don't,
right.
I think people think, oh, well, it's not like we're doing anything. We might as well be in the same room together. Even just kind of having that type of space, being in a separate room for some of the time is helpful, I think.
Is that why so many people have like crafting rooms?
Absolutely. That's why you know, straight couples, when the guy's like, oh, man, den. Like,
that's every fucking episode of House Hunters.
And like my mom has her like scrapbooking arts and crafts room.
Nana's craft corner.
Nana's closet. Yeah, I feel like there's a reason why that's actually a thing. It's not because like straight couples are terrible and they hate each other, like, you know, we always say. But like, I think people genuinely do need like space and time to regroup and be alone and separate, and or not even just that, but like time with their own friends and individuality in the relationship.
I think it's just a lot of like open communication too. Cause like, you know how many times you have a bad day at work or something, or you're just like not really in the mood to see people. Am I the only one who feels that way? But it's like to come home from work and it's like, you just kind of want to be left alone, or you want to like veg out or be in your own space. And if you're like coming home and your partner's there and they're like, I don't know, you just need to be clear with kind of like what you need from the situation if you're new to sharing a space with somebody.
Yeah, I had an experience, I think, where because I obviously am at home all day, like I work from home, and I have dated people that have 9-to-5s, there's a disconnect on exactly what you're saying, of like they have been going all day and they need a second to regroup. And I'm like a little puppy, like, oh my God, somebody's home, like somebody to talk to, blah,
blah,
blah.
Play with me.
So like finding the right balance for the two of you will be good. And just being conscious of that.
And I think
just going into it, expressing that like you are so excited. Obviously there's a reason you want to be doing this and moving in together to move and progress along. But just saying out loud, I think it would be beneficial to both of us if we respected our alone time too. And if that's kind of the standard that you go into it with, great, because maybe you'll do that and maybe you won't need to do that. But as long as it's like an option on the table from the get-go, that would be helpful.
I agree. But I think it is exciting, and congrats on taking that next step in your relationship.
Yeah, imagine love.
Invite us to the wedding.
Please. Oh my God, we'll officiate.
I can.
Corey can officiate. I'll be the flower girl. Socially distanced. I'll fly above and I'll drop the petals.
Cute. You should just get a drone. Just do a drone for like flower droplets.
Maybe. Drones are pretty loud though.
Are they?
Yeah, it's really annoying, kind of.
More or less loud than the person who pushes leaves off of your patio with the leaf blower.
I'm sorry. Spit it out?
Yeah, I said, are drones more or less loud than the leaf blowers?
Pretty loud, pretty loud. Let's get loud.
Okay, J-Lo.
Oh, also my other piece of advice about moving in together. I have a firm stance that nobody should move in together if it's out of convenience.
Oh, like, bitch.
If it's because like, oh, well, we should save money on rent, or like, obviously not everyone has the privilege to make those choices. So like it better like, I'm just saying relationship wise, if you're moving in together because like it would be easier for a bunch of other reasons other than like you both really want to move in together, that usually doesn't end well.
Are you reading me directly to my face?
No. Is that something you did?
Yes.
Don't you think you should, the reason you should move in together is because you really
completely agree.
Both want to, not because of, oh, we should save money on rent or like, I don't know.
I think that's way too early.
As I articulate it, it does sound a little privileged. So I don't know. That's maybe it's not my place to say, but I'm saying that.
I don't necessarily think it's privileged. I just think that you're going to need to have more conversations on the front end, and you're going to need to have more adult conversations up front. Because I get what you're saying. Like, I moved in with that ex because my lease was up and I didn't really know what I was going to do. And obviously we were in a relationship and cared for one another, but I definitely think it was toofast.com for me.
Yeah. 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 Corey, I think we did a full advice episode.
We sure did, baby.
Do you think we helped anyone?
You know, I never know. but I mean, people keep emailing us at psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. So I think someone's enjoying it.
Well, God bless. I feel like we're here to save the world, and another day is done and we've done it.
Can I give you one little update before we go?
Please.
So in our last episode, that was advice, we talked to a emailer who said their boyfriend was saying holy cannoli when he splooged, if you remember. And this person followed up with, they took our advice and she yelled, "Hey, Macarena." Oh. and she said it sure was a success. She also sang, "Oh, Here She Comes," which is, I think, Maneater, the song.
Oh, here she comes.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a man.
And then he has since gone with Baja Blast off because he loves Taco Bell. So this, it sounds like we really took the relationship to the next level. So
so they're welcome, is what you're
so
trying to say.
So they'll either be moving in together or shitting on each other's cars within the next few weeks.
Well, I think that's beautiful. Hey, speaking of Baja Blast, did you see that Red Lobster introduced a new Mountain Dew margarita?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm pretty sure those are called redneck margaritas. At least according to a Carrie Underwood song that I enjoy.
Red Lobster calls it the Dewrita.
I know, but I've said, if you pour tequila into Mountain Dew, it's also called a redneck margarita.
A Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew and tequila.
Okay, Corey, I think we saved the world. Where can people find you?
They can find me saving the world on Twitter and Instagram at Corey Cool.
Nice. You can find me shitting on your ex's car. Not by choice, but it's more of an oopsie daisy.
It wasn't your choice. It was God's choice.
It was a poopsie daisy, if you ask me.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
I said, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Thank you. Okay. Everyone have a good life. Goodbye.
Later.